sitting in the glider as the tow plane taxis by. I hold up my three fingers, look the pilot in the eye. Say hello to Mrs. Sherman as the lineman helps her in. I take a sip of water, wipe the dribble from my chin. I ask her where she's from and if she's ever flown before. As the tow plane takes up slack, I tell her what we have in store. We'll fly behind that tow plane till 3,000 feet or so. Then disconnect the rope and figure out where we should go. A wiggle of the rudder and the tow plane starts the run. I lift a few feet off and wait for him to join the fun. She quickly looks out both sides of the ship to verify that we are really flying and committed to the sky. Once we safely clear the trees, I point out something there, from memory or from folklore, that she might see from the air. I concentrate a while on staying right behind the tow and tell her of the history of the valley there below. I tell her to release the rope and I start a right-hand turn. We haven't caught a nibble or a bump from which to learn. This ride will be a smooth one, and that's just the way it looks. This is the first flight of the day and thermals haven't cooked. She gazed out on horizons far beyond what she had seen and marveled at the whisper and the grandeur of the scene. The magic of the sky made mellow everything at hand. We sailed around a while and slowly settled down to land. At a second when we stopped and heaved a happy sigh. Then she got out and Jim got in the tow plane taxi by. Hello Jim, how you doing? As I hold three fingers up, another sip of water and I put away the cup. Today before the sun goes down, we'll do this 20 times. And floating over fields and streams, I'll think up other rhymes. Then Jim and Mrs. Sherman, Jenny, Jane, and John and Dwight, all someday will remember what we shared upon their flight.